Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
I got an email here which I thought was interesting, and I'll read it out to you. Hi, Niall. I would love to bring up a topic on your show of smoking cannabis around young children. I was over at my sister's the other evening, and I was horrified to realise that she smokes cannabis around her two young children. As her kids are playing with their toys, she's sparking up and lighting up. After her realising how shocked I was, she proceeded to tell me there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, and I'm a complete hypocrite if I don't think any different. She argued that I would openly have a glass of wine in front of my kids, and that cannabis is no different. That's just her way of relaxing. I think this is a really bad influence on our children, because they're going to assume as they get older there's nothing wrong with doing drugs. Am I wrong to think this is completely irresponsible to be smoking weed when you're a parent in front of your own children? I would like to get some opinions on this. I don't think you're wrong, by the way, but I'm sure there are people out there who smoke cannabis in front of their kids and don't think there's anything wrong with it. She's using the analogy that, look, you would drink wine in front of your kids. The only difference between the two relaxants is one is legal and one is not. And isn't that really the point? You're telling your children there's nothing wrong with breaking the law, essentially. Anyway, I don't know what you think. Do you think she is right that smoking weed when you have children is irresponsible? There are some people who don't think there is anything wrong with smoking weed whatsoever. They believe smoking a joint should be legal and seen in the same light as smoking a cigarette or having a drink in front of your children. And I want to get your thoughts on this today. Is it completely irresponsible to smoke weed in your own home if you were a parent? Is it irresponsible? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Is it completely and utterly irresponsible to be smoking joints in front of your children? You know, and I don't know what age these particular children was. They were two young children, so I'm assuming they're probably under the age of 15 anyway. The number's 087-188-0008. Is it irresponsible to smoke weed in front of your children? Babs, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Babs?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good, Babs. Now, getting back to smoking in the weed.
I live in an area where it's in the air. You know what I mean? Even though I don't smoke it, even...
What do you mean it's in the air? It's just, there's so many people smoking, it's in the atmosphere. Like,
well, when I go up my stairs, I can smell it. If I have my windows open, I can smell it, even though I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is in the flats that you live in.
Yeah. It's the same as the person underneath. It comes up towards... I mean,
don't get me wrong, I don't mind the smell of weed. It doesn't bother me too much. You know,
it is when it gets overpowering.
Right, okay,
it really isn't great, you know. I don't think it's right in front of kids with aroma. And with aroma like that. It's a glass of wine. You can have a glass of wine. It's not going to affect your child unless it picks it up and drinks it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you're smoking weed, it's like if you're smoking indoors, the smell is on the kids' clothes. You know what I mean? It's on everything.
Mm.
Things like that, you know. And same with smoking weed. The air isn't great for children. Whereas unless a child picks up your drink, that's the only danger that a glass of wine would have to it, you know? And, of course, it's not you're influencing the fact that it's okay and the kids grow up and think it's okay. And they start much earlier now than anything because they've seen it, you know, that way.
From a physical point of view, I don't know what the evidence would suggest, but I know there was evidence back in California, back in the early part of the 2012, I think it was. Anyway, in relation to passive smoking, you know, it's unlikely that you having one or two joints, and I'm not defending people who smoke weed, and I don't do it myself anymore. It was a long, long time ago when I was 20 years of age. I think it was the last time I smoked a joint or something like that, and I stupidly did it at the time. But in saying that, from a passive point of view, I don't think it'll do too much harm if there's only one or two, right? But in saying that, it's still not advisable. But, you know, the person makes the analogy that it's no different to, say, somebody drinking wine because that's their, you know, way of relaxing. I can kind of understand that point to a degree, but I think you are right. You are teaching your children that it's okay to do something illegal.
Yeah, you really are. You know what I mean? They're looking on. It's the same with drinking as well. You shouldn't really be doing it. These things should be done when kids are out of sight. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you see, this is the problem with this country. They've nowhere to go to smoke it.
Yeah.
They have to do it on stairwells in their homes, as well as in some other countries. They can go somewhere. I mean, although we do have pubs, although a lot of people will say they're more expensive now to go and sit in a pub, you know, or like, yeah. That's
so
why
do you believe people should be able to say, you know, in a pub smoking area, they should be able to sit there and smoke weed without the risk of obviously being arrested? Do you believe that people should be allowed to do that for relaxation purposes? And do you believe people should be allowed to smoke weed?
Yeah, well, in regards to the pub thing, you won't find people. I mean, in all honesty, I know what you're trying to say. If they had somewhere to go, yes. You know what I mean? But regardless of the pubs where just drink, people that smoke weed wouldn't drink an awful lot.
Do they?
That would be their pastime. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. That's where in some of these other countries they go, you know what I mean? They have a way to go to. It's not as
well.
Yeah,
they're like in Amsterdam. They have, the cafes. Yeah.
You know, that way. And it's only involved that. If you want to go to a pub in Amsterdam, you go to a pub where you can have a drink. You know that? But it's here. It's where it comes to children, adults can be, you know, they can, towards their own needs, they can forget about the kids being there for a little bit, you know, and that's what happens here. They smoke a joint, actually, the kids are grand, they're playing around, you know.
Yeah, I get you.
And it affects everybody in different ways too.
Okay, but you are against, obviously, I would imagine, drinking in front of children too, to some degree.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I don't drink in front of my own unless we're going for a meal and I might have a drink with my meal, but that's about it.
Yeah, you're not going to get off your jollies, like.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, my ma did it in front of us. I mean, our world was revolved around drink. We sold out.
That was a different world. Our parents got pissed in front of us, you know.
We sold outside a pub, you know, that way.
I know.
And as a young person, like, you'd be waiting for time in order to go down and collect your ma, because that's what I had to do. It was a bloody nuisance, you know.
You'd have to collect your ma closing time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
You know that way. But,
and what, would the bar ring you? And they'd say, Babs, your ma's finished here now, would you come down and collect her?
No, we wouldn't have even had a phone. You just knew the time.
All right, and it was half 11.
Especially when my ma went home.
And how old were you when you go down at 11:30 to collect your ma?
Oh, you could be 10, 11, 12, maybe. As early as that, yeah.
And with respect to her, would she be legless? Fairly well on, like.
She'd be enough to walk home, you know what I mean?
Right.
As well as...
she might need a bit of assistance,
She'd need assistance, right. Yeah. If she was going to France, that wouldn't live up her way, you know?
Right, okay.
And back then, they wouldn't be bothered putting money into a taxi, because that'd do them for another pint the next day.
Of course,
you know, that
a few
way.
Pints, yeah.
But regardless of smoking weed, and I think, because my own brothers did. Now, I don't know whether they still did anymore. You know, my own brothers did, and I found it made them very paranoid, you know.
Yeah.
But I think when they had their own children, I think things changed. You know, you have to grow up.
Well, stay there a second, Babs. That's an interesting insight to the way we were, I suppose. Anthony, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. Hey, dude, Anthony.
Hiya, Niall. How are things?
Going and collecting her mum from the pub when she was 10 years of age. But that was very typical of Ireland at the time, I suppose. Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, there's nothing abnormal about that.
Certainly. Could you imagine nowadays the 10-year-old being sent at 11:30 at night to collect her parent from the pub? Jesus, you'd be jailed.
They'd have to go for counselling and everything, they'd be put on... antidepressants.
Tussle will be taking them away from you. Anyway, so getting back to drugs and drink in general, I mean, this person wrote in the email was horrified that her sister smokes weed in the house with two young children.
I really don't think, I mean, the biggest gateway drug is alcohol.
Well, it is,
country.
Yes, of course, yeah.
You know, and I just, I kind of wonder...
What do you want to say to him, Babs?
Even though it's the biggest gateway, it's only a danger to children if they actually pick it up and drink it. You know what I mean? As regardless as smoking hash around kids, we don't actually know the side.
Okay.
So
I think actually the point she's making is there's no passive harm from alcohol apart from the social aspect of it. There's no passive harm from it. In other words, it's not going to affect a child if you drink. You know, drink in front of them. It's not having any physical effect on them.
Well, I've seen people now that smoke joints and smoke joints and smoke joints and smoke joints. They weren't violent. They weren't aggressive. They weren't incapable of finding their own way home. They didn't need anyone to collect them. And they were quite fine. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do.
Do you smoke weed, Anthony?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I do not.
I'm only asking. Don't say it like I'm accusing you of something mad.
I was listening to you last night and joined the club. I'm 6 weeks on the vape and I was on 40 cigarettes a day and I'm 6 weeks on the vape.
Yeah, well, my good friends at OB Vape in Drogheda, Owen, actually, lovely man, we had him on the air here a while ago, and he did promise to set me up some stuff, and he did. He set me up a starter pack, so that's kind of motivated me now to give up cigarettes. So thanks to OB Vape, I'm going to give up cigarettes.
You can do it, because you have a good woman in your life now.
Oh, yeah.
You're happy.
Yeah, yeah.
And you went through a crappy time, and I can empathise with you.
That's why I went back on the cigarettes. I'd already been off them. I was on the vape about 3 years. And I'd been off them. And because of the crappy time that I went through.
You're only substituting it. That's all you're doing.
Well, no, Babs, you're right.
It's like people coming off heroin when it comes to having fight. You're only substituting it.
No, it's not quite the same thing, Babs. At least with vaping, we know yes, you are substituting a nicotine. It's a nicotine substitute. But in saying that, the majority of the problem with smoking cigarettes is the other 6,000 chemicals that are in the cigarettes. We do know with vaping that it's 95% safer than smoking a cigarette. It's still not the thing that we should advise people to do, by the way. But it is a lot safer than smoking cigarettes.
It is. And the kids are smoking. They shouldn't.
It's the tar in cigarettes that kill people. I mean...
But it's the other, those chemicals, the chemicals to keep it lighting are the dangerous ones. You know what I mean? These carcinogenics.
Yeah.
You know, there's no evidence out there that vaping causes cancer, by the way. Can I just point out?
No, and they give them out free on the NHS in the UK.
They do.
They encourage people to give up smoking.
And it's a good idea. Look, and if you can get off the vape as well, great. That'd be brilliant. You know?
No. I quite enjoy it, actually. You get used to it after a while. You have to get used to charging it. It's a right fecker if you forget to charge it.
Owen and OB Vape gave me a lovely kit and a lovely vaping unit and everything else and loads of different fluids and different flavours. I've never seen so many flavours in me, like vanilla and custard and all sorts of things.
You will do it now because you're happy now. Oh, but anyway, we're getting off point.
Yeah, we are getting off point. Going back to smoking weed, which is something I won't be doing, can I point out? I mean, I do kind of agree with Babs and I do agree with the emailer to some degree. I think it's a really bad influence on children. Even though I'm saying it is a good analogy to say, well, look, you drink your wine in front of your kids. That's a fair point because drink, you know, causes so many problems, domestic problems in the world, right? But in saying that, it's not illegal. You are sending a message out to your child that it's all right to do things that are illegal.
Would Babs prefer so if her... Was it her mother? She said she had to scarf back home from the pub.
Yeah, her mother. It was a long time ago, by the way, Anthony.
It was a long
time
ago.
Yeah, would she prefer if she was smoking joints?
She wouldn't have been smoking joints back in the 60s.
She would have smoked. You know what I mean? She would have smoked. You know,
everybody smoked back in the 60s and 70s.
How can you differentiate?
Anthony, you're not using a fair argument talking about Bab picking her mother up. I sat outside a pub waiting for my father as well. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I was 11 and he'd bring me out crisps and Coke. So, I mean, that's a different world.
They're just stories. My emphasis is factually the fact that if they had somewhere to go, fine. And the kids are at home, like a pub, you know what I mean? They need to have somewhere to go if they're going to smoke these.
Unfortunately, it's not going to happen. Obviously, you weren't at home if you had to escort your mother.
Jesus Christ, Anthony. Are you missing the point that Bab's making and that I'm making? That was a different time. It was a different world. We're talking about now. The now. Forget about Bab's collecting her mother. She was just throwing that in as a bit of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Which I always
and she's
do.
She's nice and she's a lovely caller, actually.
Yeah.
I always do. But I still think, as regardless of smoking weed, there's a time and place, and it's not in front of your kids. Whether the aroma does anything for them, I suppose anything like that—drink, smoking weed is not good in front of your kids because you're only influencing them to keep it going. You know what I mean? Now I know there's a lot of people out there. My sister smokes, her husband smokes, but none of their children smoke, and she's six of them.
Yes, Babs, I you understand what, I mean? What you're so, saying. Yeah, and I like you. You're a nice clothes. Caller. I've listened to you many times.
That should have nothing to do with it, by the way, the fact that she's a nice caller.
She is a nice caller.
Yeah.
And she's genuine and she's fair. And I'm just saying, you kind of can't differentiate, like, how can you demonise someone having a few joints and someone getting absolutely pissed where they can't come home without an escort?
I thought it was about the children here, and this is what I was saying. Unless the child picks up the glass and actually drinks it, it doesn't actually affect them. You know what I mean? If they're only having one, if they're saying one or two glasses or one or two joints, can, the aroma is there. You know what I mean?
Stay, do me a favour, both of you. Stay there a second. Let me go to Mary as well. Mary here in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Mary?
Hello, how are you?
Good. We're getting a bit of nostalgia for Babs here. We have Anthony not understanding what's going on there for a minute, but he still likes Babs anyway. So, Mary, what do you think is it okay? I mean, of course it's not okay to smoke weed in front of your kids, but is it worse than drinking?
I said to Aisling, I said, I'm going to stick my head above the parapet now and it'll probably disqualify me for going into the draw for the weekend away.
Ah, Jesus,
because I wanted
no.
to know where you got your medical degree to say that you didn't think it was harmful, smoking weed.
Well,
it's not
a medical degree, right? So here's where I'm taking it from, right?
All right.
There was a study done in California in 2012 of, I think, 70,000 people. And it was in relation to cancer from passive smoking. And they found that people who had lived for more than 30 years, I'm trying to remember, I'm paraphrasing, don't pull me up on quotations.
No,
here.
I won't.
Okay, but out of 70,000 people who lived with a smoker for more than 30 years, there was no link between passive smoking and cancer in those people, right? So, now that doesn't suggest, by the way, that people with asthma might have had, you know, difficulties or whatever.
Absolutely.
It was to do with cancer, right? So all I'm thinking is, weed is smoking, it's the same thing. Right. So I'm assuming there is no real link. If you're only smoking one or two a night or a day or whatever it is and you have kids, there's probably no link, you know, to
well,
any
health
implications for children.
I give you a little scenario and see would you change your mind, right?
Okay.
Imagine that your two grandchildren are the two children involved and
I'd lose the head.
Of course. So yeah. And I would be exactly the same. So it's either right or it's wrong.
Oh, I think it's wrong. I'm only giving, that's my opinion. But there are people who think it's not wrong.
No, I think it's wrong. And I am an older woman. I turned a big number there last week and I'm still not the better of it. But I'm
what was the big number, Mary?
It was between 50 and 70 and it was sort of smack bang in the middle.
Happy belated
birthday. Happy belated birthday,
I know,
What are you panicking about, by the way? Because, hey, I'll be there. I'm going to be there in a year and a bit.
Well, I tell you something, I was all right up to when I turned it. And then I said to myself, I can tackle it. I know we're going off something.
It's only a number.
I tackle it one way or the other. I mean, people say it's only a number, which I agree, because I'm always acting like I'm two or three
years of
age and I won't change.
Yeah,
it is. But I said, it's not just my birthday on one day. I'm taking the whole year to indulge in this number. And I am going out there for me because I've done it for my kids and my husband all my married life. And
value yourself, Mary. Value yourself.
My year.
Yes.
Exactly. But getting back to the topic, I never smoked. I'm from a large family and all of them smoked. And it's the smell, it's the lingering of it. It is the passivity of it as well. I would be worried about.
Yep.
So I'm
other health
it.
Other health implications, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the drink thing as well, that's kind of a thorn in the side because obviously monkey see, monkey do. No reference to the monkey virus, by the way. But,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of if you're doing it every day, it's normalised to your kids, and then they carry that on. I didn't live it, thank God, but I thought it became so ordinary.
But that's why I started smoking. I think I saw my dad smoking, my mum smoking, my father and mother smoked 60 cigarettes each a day.
Yeah, well, my dad, would God rest him, was the Woodbines. You know, he used to get the Woodbines where you didn't have a filter on it, and my mother was the number six, and they ate them. You know, it was there, and then he went on to the pipe. God bless him, because he thought that the Woodbines were going to cause cancer, and he thought that the pipe wouldn't do as much damage. Bless him, but it got him in the end. Leukemia. So, there are ways it gets into the system, whatever way it is, but why would you put a risk there in the first place? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not trying to be a party.
No, I know. Sorry, yeah, go ahead, Anthony.
Could I just get back in? I had five brothers and one sister. And, of course, I had one father. And they all smoked, like yeah. troopers. And, my God, it was like Indian smoke signals inside in our living room. And I'm surprised I'm still alive today.
Sure, our living room had a yellow ceiling.
Yeah, it yeah. was
meant
time,
to be white.
It
was meant to be white.
It was of its time, and everybody did it.
Niall, what you won't miss when you give up the smoking, and do it, please do it.
No, way, yeah, I'm doing
do.
It.
Do it, because you don't have any more yellow fingers.
Exactly.
You don't have any more yellow teeth or shrinking gums. Huh? And
you don't smell like an ashtray
around the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, I mean, that other lady, I mean, like, she said to you, like, what medical degree do you have?
Ah, that
what
was a
medical
joke.
Degree does she have? Oh. Mary.
That was a joke.
That
That's
was a joke.
Mary's
only, having the, Mary's only having the crack. Don't have a go
being
at Mary.
60. Yeah, being 60, you see, that's my medical degree. It's not. It's just as you said yourself, Pat, and I don't know your name. When you grew
Anthony.
Up with it. And it was, yeah, it was a lifestyle. It was what you were, look, what you saw. And I don't know how I escaped it. I did try and smoke. I remember going upstairs on the number 10 bus where you could smoke on the buses. And I had five number 6 because you could buy them in ones and twos. And I lit a cigarette. And my brother always said to me, you just inhale it, you'll be grand. And I inhaled it, but I didn't inhale it. I swallowed it.
Yeah.
So I got off the bus. I'm waiting for the smoke to come out somewhere, and it never came out. But I got off the bus, and I threw up rings around myself. So
well, can
that
I
was
tell
my...
you something, Mary?
Yes, love.
If I insulted you earlier on, I apologise for
that.
Jeez, this is all very nice. This is the Niall Boylan
mean,
show. You're not supposed to apologise to each other.
I've a thick skin. Most of it's calluses.
She does sound like a young woman. She does.
I do.
You
I
sound
do,
like someone in your
30s. Yeah. Well, listen, I have to wrap things up here. You know, there's a bit of a love-in going on here.
Love
you know what I mean?
Get in there for a minute.
Yeah, sorry, Babs.
Barbara. Yeah, I'm just wondering, because I've seen so many teenagers vaping, is there harm there? That's
yeah, no,
I know.
That is a concern, that teenagers... But there's an argument there, and there's no evidence to suggest that teenagers are starting to vape that would have never smoked in the first place. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do see that being a trend at the moment with young people vaping. It's not a good trend because the flavours are very attractive and they're nice. It's like, remember the Alco Pops going back a couple of years ago were very trendy. I think the trend will disappear.
I love the mango
but is
one.
It harmful to young children?
Yes.
It is a huge trend, though, Niall, and it's a worrying trend. Because
every corner, I mean, there's more vaping than there was smoking.
Yeah, and I know there's an article in the paper. Thank you, by the way, to all of you getting involved. But there's an article in the paper there only there recently. The HSE urges people to stop using certain disposable vapes due to high nicotine concentration.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.